You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Oh, I hit that note.
We're all going to come in with a melody one of these days.
No, you don't want me singing, guys.
We're going to come in with a melody one
just,
day.
No.
People don't want me singing either, but I do it anyway. What's up, everyone? We are back with another Dance Moms Reclap. They got it together.
Woo!
Right here at our favorite show, AfterBuzz TV. I am joined by my lovely co-host, starting on my far left, we have...
Hey, everybody, I'm Francisco Thurston.
And guys, I'm Stephanie McGrath.
And of course, I'm Tony Moore. And in the booth, we have Marissa.
What's up, everyone?
Hey, Marissa, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
She wasn't rushing me today. Last week, she was like, we gotta go. We gotta get the show started. You got 15 more minutes.
This time, she was just dancing too much. We saw you.
I was dancing.
Were you dancing?
You danced this time?
Yes, I was dancing.
Oh, okay.
Back here. I don't know if you saw me, but I did.
I'll look out for you when I rewatch the episode. So this is episode 6, Clash of the Chloes. Let's get this started with the pyramid. We have down at the bottom, Mackenzie.
Oh,
I know, right? That picture though. That's how she looks. But she's down at the bottom because she got beat. Well, I mean, poor thing. She tried. She put in an A for effort.
Yeah,
I thought it was good, but. Again,
you thought it was cute. You love that costume.
I do. I love Mackenzie though. She's really stole my heart, anyhow. So yeah, but it was fair. She got baited. So where are you going to put her?
Well, I mean, not at the very bottom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the person who's above her reason was far worse than getting second place.
Which next was Brooke, and all she said was, "Put down your phone."
Like
which Brooke? Now this I find it ironic though.
First of all, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
Exactly.
Right, Abby.
Put down your phone.
Abby is 24/7 on her phone.
That's if I were Brooke, I would have looked just like this. Put
and
down your
I
phone.
Hurt.
Oh my God, that video still cracks me up. But yeah, so I guess Brooke, if you put down your phone and change your face, then maybe you'll be higher up on the pyramid.
There you go.
Always make it sound like I'm hating on Brooke.
You know, you have a love-hate relationship with Brooke, and that's okay. She's got that face.
Listen,
the girl hasn't
proven
herself
single.
Yet.
I watch her videos, along with the video that was made specifically for me. It's, you know, it's all good in the hood, Brooke.
Yeah.
Just get your life.
So good.
Then we have Paige, who's next because of technique.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's a good reason to be in that spot for technique. Now
we
we're
talked
back
about
to dancing.
It last week. She
dance,
was
yeah.
the one girl that just didn't. She wasn't on pace with the other two in the trio.
In the chicken outfit.
Was that
the two piece Tuesday outfit?
They were all of our viewers, guys. Thank you. They all loved the chicken comments. It was,
and I was serious too. I was like, that is the reason why the judges put them there, because they was thinking about Two Piece Tuesday.
And mm-hmm. I really went and got Popeyes after.
You did?
I did.
Had KFC yesterday. I'm a KFC fan. Shout out to KFC. If you want to send some coupons, free meals, you send them care of Tony Moore.
KFC sponsor us there.
Right.
Throw it out there.
Then we had Kendall, for reasons unknown, except the fact that she's Kendall.
No, it was because she'd lost her Maddie chasing mojo. She'd lost her desire to be the next Maddie. Maybe she just got over. She's like, I don't want to be Maddie anymore.
I mean, I think Kendall has been putting up a good fight.
To be
second place.
She can fight harder. She can fight harder.
But who wants to fight for second?
Mm-hmm.
Fight for first. Come for Maddie.
Come on, Kendall.
Come for Maddie. Come for her life.
Then we have Chloe, because of the issues with the trio. And I was corrected because I thought it was Paige who was off. It was Chloe.
It was Chloe. Yes, that one of our viewers.
They're both blonde. It kind of gets a little lost sometimes.
Look, when they're up there twirling and dancing and doing all the ribbon dances type of stuff, you just get confused.
It's funny that Chloe got critiqued for the trio when Paige was the most sloppy one in the trio.
Yeah,
but she was lower than Paige on than Chloe on the pyramid anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So I mean, either way, then. Up out the blue.
Nuko. Now, we didn't talk about that before.
We didn't talk about Nuko, but we can talk about her now. Mm-hmm. So now, new Chloe has entered the room and pops up on the pyramid, beating out, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 other previous members, and she's like, boom.
Right there.
I didn't even dance, but I'm still going to be up
there. Didn't dance, didn't do nothing but audition in Orlando, and she got a higher spot than the folks that have been there since they was in diapers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that audition was kind of hectic. I think that's kind of a valiant thing to get put on
but
the
you
pyramid.
Don't, but you don't.
Well, she did won. What did she win? She won the Orlando Dance.
Yeah.
World Dance Pageant.
Yeah, they read her resume, and you know what I did? Tuned out. I was like, I'm not ready to hear a resume just yet. You auditioned. You got a spot. Welcome. Now you
gotta
earn. You
are
a guest.
Earn your spot.
Yeah. You're a guest. Mm-hmm. You're not a part of the team yet, but we've had many a guest.
Many of guests.
Many of guests on the Abby Lee Dance Company. But this one is just a guest.
Yep.
She beat the other girls in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
She did her twirls, her ribbon dance, and now she's here. High up on the pyramid. So good for her. But I literally wrote, wow, new Chloe.
Wow.
Wow. And then next we have Maddie.
Mm-hmm. She's not first again.
But let's be real. Mm-hmm. If every episode Maddie was up at the top, you would seriously just be like,
it's kind of old.
Yeah, it gets old. Even Maddie doesn't care. She's just like, yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, she was. Dancing, she wasn't like. She's like. Oh.
Yeah, it's like, huh, okay, yeah.
I'm she young. Knows where she is. She's like, they can be at the top.
Whatever. It's like, really? I mean, we all knew in this episode I was not going to be at the top. It's fine. I'll be okay. That's her train of thought. While her picture still says, I'm up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Her attitude is like, I'm all right. You can have that spot for now. I got bored. That's what she said.
I got bored.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I feel like Maddie would say. I got bored. She would talk like that too. In her Toni Braxton voice. I got bored.
And she does. She seems to be such a fair person in terms of, she'd be like, that's really good. She'd be very supportive of the other dancers. You know, that's really good for them.
I think the girls are supportive of each other.
They are. They really do.
And we're starting to
later
see
in this episode,
more moments of that.
There's a good moment.
There are a lot of good moments. There are a lot of good moments with the girls. So good for them. And up at the very, very top, no surprise for her African American interpretation of the civil rights movement.
Finally,
Nia at the top.
Now, wait a minute. What? Before y'all give praise to Nia, yes, she's been working hard, but she's been working hard prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the only reason why she's up at the top is because of the piece.
Of course, it was a stunning, brilliant, beautiful group performance.
Yeah, and that it won, and that she was the lead, playing an African-American female, which she is, but it's kind of like the story was based around an African-American female. Who else was going to play that part except Nia?
True.
And then the group won, and she got at the top of the pyramid. But I feel like Nia is one of those people that has been working hard all along. But she never
gets noticed.
Moved. Yeah, she never moved from that one little spot on the pyramid. Then all of a sudden it was like, I'm going to move you up. And now I'm going to give you a lead spot. Oh, it won. Now I'm going to put you at the top.
Because like we were talking last week when Abby moved her up. And she's like, oh, now I'm going to give you a spot. Because I knew I was going to. You're the only person that can play it.
Yeah.
Do this. Have that role in that group performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going to go out here on a limb and make a prediction. I don't think for the rest of the season we're ever going to see Nia ever up there on the top.
Probably not.
Ever again.
Probably not,
You know where she's going to be?
Unless there's another African-American who's lead in something. Mm-mm. Like, honestly, I don't think Nia's ever going to get a...
She's
a
top spot again?
Yep.
No. She's going to be right back where she was.
Yep.
At the bottom.
In that one to
in
the
that
left.
One little... Like, right before the row ends or begins. That's where Nia's going to be.
Yep.
They just changed the tape that they used on the headshots, so it didn't stick to the mirror this time, so they had to move it.
So. Yeah. They were like, what was that order again? Oh, I forgot. So that is the pyramid. They Abby announces that they are traveling to Voorhees, New Jersey, for On Stage America. This is where, for, and it mentioned this in the episode, this is where the hat incident
of last Old Chloe year
happened, and Christy quit, and it was this big to-do and catastrophe, which I think it was a setup for something else that we'll talk about later.
Exactly. It was almost like deja vu. It's like, funny that.
Good editing.
Mm-hmm.
Good editing, sir. That's how I felt with that. Well, we'll get to that in a second.
What about Chloe? Kim, the new Chloe, walks in. This mum.
Yeah. Oh, Kim.
Yes.
Well,
can we talk about that?
First off,
she's so scary.
I feel like she walked in like, you know, hi, we're here. Mm-hmm. Very much like all the dance moms do.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think the mom started going in on her and like questioning her and then making fun of her, like, she's with a plastic surgeon. I don't want to look like that. I was like, oh.
Jill stuck up for her, though. She did. She stopped talking about her. That's her livelihood.
That's her livelihood. But to be honest, guys, is it not, we're now, kind of remind me of the Real Housewives of Dance Moms.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
a little bit.
She'd had, yeah, she's had some work done.
Well, yeah. That's for sure. I mean, look. Not everyone can wake up flawless. Sometimes.
Except for you, Tony. Come on.
Now, viewers just saw, I didn't say it about myself, but I was thinking it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, she's had a little work done, maybe a little
poke here
and there.
What about the chin?
Now, I wasn't all up in her face like that. I just like, yeah, she's had some work done. She's
definitely like paused clearly, the TV.
Yeah, and examined her face.
What's going on with that?
but the moms are never welcoming of a new mom. They are very harsh on a new mom right away. And I get it. You have to pay your dues. But at the same time, you don't have to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say you don't have to be, right?
Yes.
Because I just said it.
But to me, I feel like they didn't have to be like that.
Do you own a studio? Yeah. Do you have a dance background? Yeah. What's the, yeah.
They could have been a little more, hi, just, welcome.
Just nice.
Yeah. And just kind of sat back and watched, you know, what was going to happen.
That's what I said about predictions last week.
These are the dance moms. They wouldn't have, like, as if they're going to sit back and just be like, hi, oh, nice to meet you. It's not,
but of course, the tables turned and Kim started getting a little backbone.
Mm-hmm.
She had to around those moms.
Okay, but there's a difference between getting a backbone and sticking up for yourself and then just being,
she's playing the game. She jumped straight into it.
What I felt was that she was just trying to be something extra that she really wasn't. She was just trying to, you know, show these moms too much that she just didn't need to. She was like just doing the extra when she could have just been pulled it back a little bit.
But also what made me kind of raise an eyebrow at her was the phone call with the
when
former
dancer.
When
she put Jeremy
first
on
off,
she was like, y'all can hear this.
First off, no one takes a phone call like that.
Yeah. Nobody.
First off. Secondly, clearly they were trying to, she wanted you to hear what was being said.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she left her studio in Vegas to come to Pittsburgh and then said, yes, she's dancing circles around these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dance studio teacher from Vegas going, you know, we're better than Flabby Abby.
And
I was like,
quote of the night.
I was like, are you
Flabby Miller
serious? Yeah. Like, that is hashtag team too much.
Yeah.
Like, you don't come onto a different team, insult it, think your child is far superior.
On your
it's,
first
like, why,
day.
Yeah, it's like, why are
first
you
day.
There? Why are you there? This is obviously an opportunity for your daughter.
Yep.
And then later on in the episode, she's like telling the moms, you guys should be appreciative of like being on the team. No, you should be appreciative of being on the team because you're the guest starring role today.
You're auditioning.
You have
this
not
is still
made
the test.
It onto
you have
the
not
team.
Made it. You are still auditioning.
Yep.
You are still ribbon dancing, twirling, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Exactly. And as Francisco said, as you said, she on your audition, I mean, she still is technically auditioning.
Yeah.
As a guest, you don't pull up, maybe the second time, maybe the third, you know, performance competition. Yeah, then you can pull out all the get back at the mums, but not on the first time. Exactly. I mean, you're asking for disaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. So Abby assigns all the dances for this week. We have a duet with Nia and Kendall. We have the group dance.
That caused a bit of controversy, though. What? Holly. Well, Nia, after being on top of the pyramid, didn't get a solo.
Well, because the solos went to new Chloe and old Chloe.
Mm-hmm. Because, I saw that coming.
Well, duh.
Melissa was like, what about Maddie?
Listen,
would that not be better for her to compete again?
Maddie can have several. She's had a solo forever. Like, have a seat. Just come to the competition, dance in the group dance. Here's a seat. Fisher Price, whatever kind you want, have a seat. Have several. You can go to Toys R Us and build one of those little Fisher Price ones. And
she's very petite. She'd fit in a little one, wouldn't she?
You can have one in every color of the rainbow if you want to. Just have several.
Every color of the rainbow.
Sit one in red, one in green, one in yellow, one in black, one in whatever.
Black. Black ain't in the rainbow.
It needs to be. Oh my gosh. You mix them colors all together and what you get? Black.
Yeah, we're going to put white in the rainbow. The
it's there, you just can't see it. So Melissa was all upset and she's like, no, I'm going to talk to you about it later. No, say it now. See, there are times where when I'm watching Dance Moms where I can just pause and jump in and be like, say it. That's when I get real, like, hood. Like, what's her name?
Get up in their face.
Like, what's her name from Scary Movie? The first one where she was in the movie theater. Yeah, she's like, don't go in there. That's how I feel. Like, I want to be like, well, say what you got to say, Melissa. Go ahead and say what you got. No, we can't move on with the episode yet. You gonna say what you got to say.
Mm-hmm. Don't wait.
Say it now. So Melissa was upset. And Holly, understandably so, because Nia is rarely up at the top.
Yep.
So, of course, she feels like Nia missed out on a chance to have a solo. But
we kind of all, as we just said, we saw that coming. She's not going to get another solo.
No. See, that awkward moment of silence where you, like, want to say something, but then you realize you don't want to offend the child.
She ain't gonna get no solo. Nia's gotten solos in the past, though. And she
has. And then she didn't win them, and then she ended up back.
I'm not hating on Nia. I don't think she's not going to be back on the top of the
team. She's one of the people I would replace on the team. I've said that from the beginning. So,
but she works hard.
She works hard.
We're not saying she does work hard.
She belongs on the Abby Lee Dance Company Intermediate Company.
Not the Intermediate.
Not the Advanced Company.
Not.
In my opinion, she is not as strong as those other girls.
Nia, I agree.
You keep shining, knowing you can always depend on them, for sure. Because that's what friends are for. See, y'all didn't know that song.
It's a beautiful Disney moment.
Wasn't it? Thank you. So, new Chloe decides to bring Abby gifts. I don't know. I have never been that type of person. I don't bring people gifts.
No.
I say please and thank you, but I don't bring you gifts. I can't do that.
Was it gifts or was it bribery?
Bribery gifts.
Bribery gifts.
But once again, of course, Abby joins in on how Kim looks. And it's like, oh, thank you for the eye rejuvenation cream. But I hope I don't look like that.
I don't
and then
look
throws
like her.
In, it's her, what is it? It's her husband's brother.
That
yeah,
has,
that's the plastic surgeon in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
If you ever need any work, Abby, you know.
They are a plug-in business.
They are. Got to get it where you can get it.
Right? So, what? Yep.
The group routine. Which takes majority of all the time. There's no time left. Like,
well, it's
Holly
not even,
and this Jill are sitting up there going, why aren't they going to practice the duet?
Well, but it's not even the group. It's the fact that new Chloe is a part of the team.
It's taking forever to learn.
Well, you're putting new Chloe in a situation where these kids have been dancing together forever.
As she said, since they were like little kids.
Since
like
they were
toddlers.
In diapers.
Yeah.
So, which they said that and then Christy said something like, well, you know, I've been sitting in the seat for 3 years. Aren't you supposed to have been sitting in that seat for more?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Tell them yourself.
It's also confusing.
Well, anyway. Scratching my beard.
Do you think Chloe was getting perhaps, you know, performance anxiety? Do you think
being
in the first time, the new Chloe?
She's nervous. She's in this new situation.
I feel like, well, yes, maybe. Mm. Because when you're in a new situation, you're very observant. At least I am. You're trying to fill out your environment a little bit. But she didn't have time to do that.
Mm-mm.
You have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to come in and learn this routine and get ready for this competition.
Mm.
Abby spent so much time trying to fuse her in to this already cohesive group and this tight-knit group that she couldn't give time to everyone else.
Yeah.
And couldn't devote the time to everyone else. I don't understand how these girls learn these routines so quickly and so fast. If it was the day before the competition and you're trying to teach me a 5, 6, 7, 8, I'd be like, you know what? Let's tap out. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to tap out. Like, we'll wait till next week. Let's save this for next week. Mm. I'm tap out. But they're like, day of the competition. Well, we still don't have it. Really? Y'all better go on stage. What are you going to do?
And they put it together.
They do.
I mean, these girls are, you know, very talented.
I feel
young.
Like it's part of their training.
But it's part of dance, though. Yeah. It is. You know, they start picking up as part of it. You're a good dancer if you can learn the choreography that quickly. You need to be.
And a lot of it's like just
repetitive, is it not? Like some of the moves.
Vocabulary, like a lot of dance vocabulary. You know, grand jeté here, you know, jumped here, turned there, and then there's like some choreography. And it makes sense. So I guess it's easier for them to learn dances when it's just dance terms, which Abby is, you know, it's big on her ballet training stuff.
Well, that's good because at least they know their dance terms.
Yeah.
What was Abby, though, I think in this episode, more so than other ones, she was really gnarly.
Yeah,
like,
she was just going off at
everyone.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Honestly, there was something about this episode that I wasn't feeling this episode.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there was a lot going on, but not enough going on, if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like there was so much time spent with New Chloe, the introduction of New Chloe, the duets, the solos, the group number. It's too much. Mm. It was too much.
It was a lot.
So, watching this episode, I was just kind of like, know how I feel about this.
Mm. Yeah.
I really didn't like Abby's attitude and the way that she talked to them. I mean, we know Abby's antics. Yeah. We know the way she normally talks to the girls, but I think it wasn't constructive feedback to any of them. It was she was just in a bad mood. And she just wanted to take it out, I felt like, on all the girls. Just nitpick on everything. It's just like,
Kim really rubbed me wrong this entire time. Kim, I just wanted Kim off the screen. I was like, just shut up. I felt like she heard the term dance moms and she came in with this like preconceived notion of how the moms are. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to top that this entire time. I was like, can you please just take her off the camera?
Yeah, I think she was definitely team too much, especially after the competition when she was like, first of all, your daughter messed up.
Yeah.
She wasn't on her A game. So you can't come in and then be like, we're here slumming it with you guys. And first
call
of all,
them slums.
You didn't. And Holly was like, I don't know what slums look like in yet, but I'm not slumming it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's right, Holly. You stick up for yourself and you stick up. And everyone else kind of chimed in. But Kim was being started. That's the point where I was like, you know what? Yeah, you've got to go.
Because
now
you're making up excuses for various other reasons why your daughter didn't perform. She didn't perform
the way she was supposed
accept
to.
It.
She didn't perform at the caliber she should have at all. Now,
and
if she had,
buy a sewing kit and learn how to bloody sew.
Yes. If her daughter had killed it, like, killed it, like, we were like, then, yeah, go in the back and be like, we're too good for this.
Mm-hmm.
We're slumming it with y'all.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Slums.
Like.
Slums of Pittsburgh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be a slum. You can download our podcast on iTunes. Make sure you search for AfterBuzz TV, Dance Moms, and download us. Listen to us on your way to a church function or a dance recital, on your way to the bakery, or on a Tuesday for Popeyes. Make sure you go to iTunes and download us on AfterBuzz TV.
And apologize, guys. There was some technical difficulties last week, but I've been confirmed they've all been resolved. So please download us.
Thumbs up for Marissa.
We're going to be number one, guys.
Yeah.
Number one.
Woo!
We hope so. Thank you, guys. Yeah. All right. I realized I had to work that in somehow.
Yeah, excellent. Well done. Almost as good as Slim Fast.
Right. Oh, I missed that.
Almost as good as Slim Fast.
I missed that. All right. So they arrive in New Jersey for the competition. We have the duet. What did you guys think of the duet?
17-minute. Can we just call it that? The 17-minute dance.
The 17-minute dance.
Because that's all so they crazy. Talk about was the 17-minute.
Like, Nia was on top of the pyramid. She didn't get a solo. She got a duet. And then she got the short end of the stick by getting only 17 minutes of rehearsal time. Is that fair at all? Like, anytime anyone's on top of the pyramid, the focus goes towards them that week. And poor Nia totally got shafted.
But Abby was saying that if they had came in perfected and had corrected the things that they were supposed to, then she could have worked with them longer.
Yeah.
But when you, and I get this, it's very frustrating when you have a rehearsal and you've already gone over the stuff, the previous rehearsal, and you come in and you're making the same mistakes again. Mm-hmm. So now you're taking up time that we could be learning new stuff, fixing that, and then putting it all together because we have to go back. Mm. So I kind of get what Abby was coming from. Kind of. It's like, if you want this, if you're under pressure, you want this to be good, put in the work. You know, meet up with each other outside of rehearsal.
Which is what Abby was saying. Why didn't the two of them stay in the studio longer and practice more on their own time?
On their own, yeah.
If they really wanted it.
If you want something to be good, you have to work at it. Mm. And so I feel like, yeah, Abby only worked with them for 17 minutes, but that's 17 minutes of advice and structure and changes and corrections that you could, that you had, so that you can change and work on it to make it stellar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought the duet, it was strong. I noticed that they took out the handspring that Nia was supposed to do. That was taken out.
I love the comment though at the start when we talked about the girls sort of bonding, showing that you know, encouragement. Like,
let's show her. Let's show her what 17 minutes can do.
Let's prove to Abby. Exactly.
They showed what 17 minutes was.
Front handsprings are so scary because you can't see anything when you're flipping off. Like, when you're going forward, you can't see anything but this. You don't know where you're going to land.
That's why I don't flip. I'm too tall and a little too thickums to be flipping 200 pounds of weight over my head.
It's all technique, too. You have to, like, you could undercut yourself. Like, Nia totally could undercut herself and just, like,
And she looked like she, during rehearsal, she looked like that was about to happen. Yeah. I was like, ooh, if that does not go correctly, somebody's going to get hurt.
And she's flipping off poor, fragile Kendall, who could be easily, like, shift a shoulder or something. Yeah. And there goes Nia.
Yeah. How did you guys think about Nia's dancing in it? For some reason, the duet again kind of reminded me some of her performance from last week in the group. It was quite heavy. She's quite heavy on her feet, no?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's part of her style, the way that she dances, but
she just doesn't have that ease and flow like Maddie and Chloe does. Mm.
It's the transitions that she needs to work on. She's very heavy and she doesn't flow through things. She's just like, go.
It's that sort of movement. That's a little bit jarring. Yeah.
But I felt like for this being a duet, there were some parts that were not together and not...
That's what I was going to say. It was kind of a little sloppy in some parts.
A little sloppy. And I feel like if the girls had worked on it a little bit more, this could have been a little bit better of a duet, in my opinion.
I mean, they came into it, though, also remember, with more anxiety than what they normally would, because it was only the day before that Abby was threatening to throw. No, she was going to pull it.
Yeah.
You know, Kendall was crying to her mom because they were like, no, she's like, we're not going to do it. Make sure you can go sell those uniforms, as Abby said to the moms.
But Abby does that, I feel like, for show. Yeah. Like, I don't think she had any intention of actually pulling it.
Yeah.
But when the moms are coming at you like, hey, Abby, are you going to work on the duet? Hey, Abby, what about the duet? Oh, by the way, have you had time to work on the duet? That's when Abby's kind of has to flex her muscles and be like, I can pull it.
Yep.
Have a seat.
Just pipe down. That's enough.
Have several. Yeah. And Jill. Jill was so up in arms about this duet and about... I feel like life has dealt Jill a card of just upsetness.
She's angry. She's just angry at the world, do you think?
She is. Yep. I mean, everything just... Well, how come Kendall? Well, how come you? Well, why didn't she? Well, why does... No. Stop asking all them questions and make sure Kendall's foot ain't tickled. Make sure she don't say ain't, because that ain't a word.
Oh my god,
work on that instead of being so upset. Put all that anger towards making your child better. The more you know. Then we had Chloe's solo, which I felt like Chloe was a little too in her head.
Old Chloe.
Oh, the original Chloe. And she makes a statement to her mom, and they all...
Old Chloe.
She said it.
Well, all throughout the episode, and then it's all of a sudden, Chloe. It's original Chloe. No, it's old Chloe versus new Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she was in her head. I could tell she was thinking.
Yeah.
And she still had that nice kind of flow. It started off a little
weird. Hold it.
Weird.
What is with that spider crab walking replica exorcist?
I
was not a fan of that. I thought that was just the worst choreography.
I don't think Chloe
dance
was a fan of it either.
No.
What was that?
The beginning of the show?
The choreography.
I mean, I know contemporary style sometimes isn't always very attractive, but that was just ugly.
I feel like I wouldn't have had her start like that. It looked uncomfortable and it looked hard on her.
I don't know where she was even going with that. Like, sorry.
So you got to know when to do those. I do those when I know the camera's on.
I asked you a question. See? And Francisco,
it escaped out of me as soon as I was talking.
You got to know when to do it.
I normally do.
Or if you feel like you have a yawn, you got to take a drink.
I normally do. It escaped out of me. I don't even know where the inspiration for that walk came from. Because it was, what was it called? The dance?
The dance, her solo was called, it was all about like revenge
or something.
It's like red within.
Red within, yeah.
But like, what was the inspiration for that backwards walk crawl? Like, where were you coming from with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
She wanted to be a crab.
I don't even think she knows. Seeing red.
Well, there you go.
I feel like if anything, you'd be crawling towards somebody, not crawling backwards.
Mm.
I don't know.
Bent over backwards. I thought the whole dance though. I thought she did a good. She did do a good performance, but I didn't think the choreography really suited Chloe's strengths as a dancer.
Yeah.
I didn't think Abby really gave her a dance that would let her honestly shine. I think she did well for what she had to work with.
Her performance just goes in and out for me. Like,
it's
consistent. I see those faces and I see her trying, but then she falls out of performance and then she goes back in and then she'll finish the piece like...
Because she was thinking.
Yeah.
She was thinking. She was in her head. She didn't let it flow like she normally does. She's still a strong dancer.
Yeah, yep. Really strong.
Definitely.
But I could tell in this piece she was in her head.
Mm.
So she needs to get out of her head.
Go the extra mile.
I like the little pep talk that Maddie had with new Chloe.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
And I like the hug that Chloe gave. Like, you know, good job. Just so... the kids show that there's no hard feelings.
It's the moms that create a whole lot of drama.
Now let's talk about new Chloe's solo.
There was a couple of turns she missed up there.
Did anybody get that? There were a couple of weeble wobbles, but she didn't fall down.
No.
I felt like she dances beautifully and very strong, and she has this combination of a Maddie Chloe.
I was about to say, do you not think she's very similar to Maddie?
She was very similar to, but there were a couple of stumbles.
Mm-hmm.
There were the hair piece coming
off. As we talked, Deja vu. Let's go back a year ago. Same place. Chloe lost her hat.
Both Chloes.
And we're going to do a big storm out. Bomb, bomb.
It stayed in there until she started doing what she's known for, her turns, and then all of a sudden it went bloop.
As a judge, I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to put it to rest. If someone's hairpiece falls out, it doesn't distract judges. It's not even that big of a deal.
You don't get marked down
for hairpieces falling out or whatever. Only thing that you could ever get marked down is if you like throw like glitter. It's like stupid stuff like that. Like if you're making the stage dangerous for other dancers to dance on. But if something falls out of off your costume or off your hair, you don't get docked points. It doesn't distract judges. It's kind of one of those things that's just like, oh, it happened. Mm. Move on.
I mean, I guess technically, unless it didn't interfere with the performance.
Right.
Like they go, oh, stop. She picks it up.
Right.
Puts it, it's like, no, you just leave it. But the judges wouldn't, yeah.
I'm just saying, I have to put that to rest because it's one of those things where I'm like, it doesn't matter. It fell off. She kept going. It didn't mess up. I mean, she stumbled when it fell out because she kind of like saw it and she stumbled in her turns. But that's when I would mark her. I'm like, oh, she it fell and she messed up her turn. So it was a technical
thing.
It
did. Mm. Like when that hairpiece fell out, she lost it for a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you could tell because her turn wasn't as great during that moment. Like she realized that the hairpiece mm-hmm. fell out mm-hmm. and she didn't just, she let it affect her.
Yeah.
And in turn, we saw that it affected her. I put, uh-oh, hairpiece fell out.
Yeah.
Affected her turn.
It's kind of one of those things, if you fall on stage, you get back up. It's kind of one of those things like, oh, they kept going. They're professional. Yeah. Mm. Cool. Mm. Oh, her hairpiece fell out. Her Chloe's hat fell off. Oh, she kept going. She's professional. Cool. It's one of those things. It's not like, oh, her hairpiece fell off.
But Kim points. Thinks that it was a setup because we saw Melissa helping her with the hairpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kim, in her fit of, I'm better than you,
well, they edited it very well, didn't they? Because they did the flashback to, oh, hold it. Who was helping her? Because, you know, Kim said, I don't know. I can't sew this or I don't have the sew thing. And Abby's like, I wouldn't let Melissa. I wouldn't call. She's the arty craft person. Yeah. But go ahead by all means.
And then
you see her doing it and everyone's like, what is she doing?
And now who you gonna blame? Mm-hmm. Then we have the group dance, which... If you guys remember the rehearsal for the group dance, Abby was saying something about pretend like you're drunk or that you're in a nightmare.
I wrote that down.
I was like, first off, these kids don't know anything about being drunk.
You've got Mackenzie.
Nor do they know anything about a nightgown. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about these
panties.
These girls know that they still wear pajamas
to bed
mm-hmm.
with Rapunzel, Tangled, maybe
Frozen.
Elsa, Frozen. You know, they still wear those. They don't want to admit it, but they still kind of, One Direction, I'll give you that. But they don't know anything about the slip into something more comfortable
Mm-mm.
type
Mm-mm.
of nightgown. And I feel like this piece caused for this certain, like...
It's too mature
I
for
think
them.
It was sexualized. Yeah. It was sexualizing of the children. I know people are like, oh, here she goes getting up on her... But no, I think children, especially with the youngest, you got to think account for not Brooke's age, but Mackenzie's.
Yeah.
Within the group and what they're dancing, even if they don't understand the meaning behind it, they shouldn't be dancing that.
Yeah.
I didn't think they should have been, no, I wasn't a fan of the performance at all. They're too young.
Yeah. Francisco?
Oh, that's, I was going to say with Mackenzie, I felt like this was one of the times that Abby should have taken her out of the group routine when it's too mature for her.
Yeah.
I was like, this is one of the routines that she should have been taken
out. Not the week before or whatever, just because it's more complex.
The content this week was a little bit too mature and... Just not their level of where they should be at.
I saw
a body roll from Maddie at one point. There was a body roll from Maddie. I was like, oh, I shouldn't be watching this.
Next thing is they're going to be twerking. And they're going to get a great big finger or something. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I heard that wrong. But that's what I heard too. I was like, it's okay. But it felt too adult.
Yeah.
And they normally... let you feel a certain way about mm-hmm. the piece. Like the piece last week, it made you feel something. Like when they're together and I felt...
It told a story. It's what dance should be in those performances.
I felt like a big question mark from them. Like I didn't know if they knew how to feel.
They didn't understand the meaning. That's what I think a lot of it was. So they couldn't convey. If they were older girls, you'd see the stunning, sexy, mm-hmm. how it should be portrayed.
Yeah.
They're too young.
Young girls.
Yeah, dancers dancers need a story to tell. That's what the beauty of dance is. You need a storyline to go along and be able to convey something to people, like you said. Make somebody feel something. When you're just up there like,
and you have no idea why you're doing anything. It goes back to a few weeks ago when with Candy Apples and Lucas was did his solo, and I feel like it's
that
a little
Latin
too
one.
Yeah, yep. I feel like mm-hmm. it's a little too mature. He doesn't know the meaning behind like this kind of like ooh la la kind of
thing. Yeah, definitely too mature for him.
I come up with.
I think Abby was just off this whole episode. Besides her attitude, but then also the dances, the choreography that she gave to both the group. I mean, we all saw what happened with the duet, and even the old club.
I didn't like how she screamed at Nia backstage about the costume. Like, I felt like she was super over the top
about the duet
thing.
Costume.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go to, you know, talking to Holly like that.
Yeah. I was like, why are you so abrasive right now?
That's what I mean. But she's got major PMS. Big time.
But I kind of felt like, yes, the duet, they don't have to be the same.
No,
making their costumes a little different
wouldn't have been
that would have been just fine. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they placed in anyway. So speaking of, Chloe.
The awards?
Old Chloe got fourth place. New Chloe placed second. The duet placed third, and the group got first. Not a good time in New Jersey for the Abby Lee Dance Company.
And that's where I kind of want to say to like to our viewers who have been saying on YouTube about the fact that judges like can't even talk, make upping the scores so that Abby's dancers can win. This kind of goes to prove that
it doesn't happen.
And it was fair. None of us will say any of their performances on last night's episode was standout amazing.
I was even surprised that the group got first.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, I was really surprised.
I was like,
that.
Okay, well, they got first. Good for you. Question mark?
Again, we don't see the other performances, we don't really know.
They could have been competing against themselves. Now, quick question. New Chloe was brought in to challenge old Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think the mission was accomplished, or she was just a guest star in role?
Star.
Yeah.
I think even Chloe was just like, she's the same height as me, blah, blah, blah,
whatever. Yeah.
I know we say, and she did come across when she came back and was speaking to her mom, like, I don't really care. I'm not fazed about this competition.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that we talked about her performance, and as you said, she was really, we felt like, up in her head. She was just far too... She was very anxious about it, I think, and it just didn't convey as much in her performance that I think it did push her. She was certainly wary you know, having this competition that, as Abby keeps on reminding her and all the girls, you will be replaced.
Yeah.
I have another team.
Yeah.
And I think it did, I think she did let it affect her.
I say if someone is brought in to challenge you, you challenge them to come try you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's like if someone... If I was in the Abby Lee Dance Company, which I would be at the top of the pyramid, and Abby brought in someone to challenge me, I would look back at them and I would say, you can try it, but I guarantee you, you will not succeed. Have a seat.
One of Maddie's little
Rainbow
Fisher Price little
thing. You look like you're green with envy.
You can see the
gray
one.
Fisher Price one right there.
But Abby even says in the episode that Chloe could have beat the crap out of Maddie at the end. She could beat the crap out of Maddie.
Well, because remember, in the audition, she said, you can go dance next to Maddie.
Yeah.
Well, she lost something between the plane ride from Orlando or wherever she came from, or Vegas, wherever, and to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Something was lost. So I don't know if it was nerves. I don't know if it was just the surroundings. And, you know, when you haven't been around like a reality show environment then you thrust into it, I think maybe
the whole camera crew thing and the dancers and the competition and Abby, like, that's a lot.
Well, she didn't live up to the hype.
Yeah,
and then also having a mom who normally would have always been by her side and been there. I think Kim got a little bit too involved in the whole show and the dance quarter that she wasn't there for her daughter either.
Yeah.
Just the support.
I don't think she was even that involved with her daughter in the first place.
To start with.
Where she, even in Vegas, it seems
especially
to me.
Not to know how to sew.
Sew.
Right.
I know at some point in time in your child's dance career, you had to whip out a sewing kit and sew on a button or a friend.
Something.
Or something.
She looked like she had no clue what she was doing.
She looked like she was clueless. Okay, so who has the needle and thread? shouldn't you?
Because she says she works, so I just have a feeling that...
Holly
she,
works.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Holly Souls.
But Holly even quit her job to be with Nia.
But Holly does, she does all that. She's just...
I just feel like Kim wasn't probably involved in Vegas with Chloe's dancing. She was just dropped her off a dance and picked her up, and now she got on the show, and she's like, well, now I'm going to be a dancer.
Now
mom.
I'm going to make this work, because I've done so much money and work onto this face, so cameras, check this out.
5 minutes of fame.
And with that, let's move on to news and gossip.
Before we get to our news,
let's get into our shout out.
Many of you.
You guys, let me tell y'all, before I came in tonight, I always check the comments to see how many, you know, people are commenting. So many of y'all are commenting.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love going through and reading the comments. I love that you guys pay attention to us. I love that you guys love us. I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Yeah. We really very do, much. Guys.
So keep commenting. Keep the conversation going on YouTube and let us know how you feel. Clearly, you're already doing that. So just keep it going.
Let's try to respond to, just because we don't have so much time on air to talk about it, we respond to you on YouTube as well.
Yeah. I mean, I still just look at the comments.
Well, yes. I respond.
I reply to some.
And putting in extra things like the view, if you guys saw Abby and everything else is going down in news and gossip.
Yeah. So let's go into our shout outs. Mm-hmm. Francisco, you have some?
Okay. Well, first we'll start with Bridget Dance, and then we have Sunny from Norway.
All the way in Norway.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's cold over there.
International love.
Right.
I don't know how to say the, I wasn't going to try to butcher your YouTube name.
We're going
to
butcher it. So Sunny from Norway.
There you go. and then we have Two Sugars Cream. Two Sugar Cream. Two Sugars Cream. Whatever.
Two Sugar Cream.
Yes. Thank you for those shout. And I'd love to do a shout out for, we've got Liberty Atherton all the way from England. Hey, represent.
More international love.
And a big shout out. I've been informed that there are a lot of Dance Moms fans in Australia, in Sydney, guys. And I'm very impressed. I'm proud to represent Australia here on the panel. Mm-hmm. And so a big shout out to Lisa, that she's a big fan, watches it. And we love all the feedback, Lisa.
Yes.
Yes.
Big shout out to Kelly Sutton, who has also done a video for Brooke.
Really?
Yes. I did watch it. I absolutely loved it. Now I have not one, but two videos, and I enjoy it. It makes me smile this big. And also a big shout out to Rar Goes the Bacon Walk.
Cool, yeah, YouTube.
That's you.
That's the name.
Also, a big shout out to Carissa, who wanted me to tell her friend Kim. So, Kim, this is for you. Get your life and take that girl to Disneyland for her birthday. I mean, how are you not going to take your friend to Disneyland for her birthday?
Come see me perform.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. You perform at Disney.
Yeah.
I'll you go stop sure. Francisco. Where you perform in Aladdin, right?
Aladdin? Mickey and the Magical Map and Red Car News Boys.
Oh, okay, close enough. So cute in that.
All right, so now news and gossip. Mm-hmm. Mackenzie is doing her music.
Yeah.
She was shooting her music video. Abby had pictures on her Instagram of Mackenzie shooting her music video. So big shout out to Mackenzie doing the musical thing.
Yeah.
So
also, I mean, based on pictures and Instagram and videos that I showed you guys, Kalani from Abby's Ultimate is going to be joining the team at some point.
Yes.
Which is really exciting because it looks like Maddie has some competition for sure.
Some genuine competition. Some genuine competition. That girl can dance.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good, good. And now let's move on to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Dance. All right, so when the episode ended, what intrigued me was that we finally kind of know what Abby's going to do after these open calls. She's going to create a whole nother team to compete against the old team.
Finally, we see the team that she's been hiding in the cave.
She always makes it sound like she's like the doctor of dance, and she's creating people with lines and legs and people who can do 10,000 spins.
Turn.
And they're gonna like come out and like go against the team.
Mm-hmm.
Think that this created team is gonna smash her original team, honestly.
Do you think that the new team is gonna give the old team a run for their money?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so. The new team? I think it's a dynamic. So? Maybe individual dancers that come on will give, again, some of the individual
solos and
solos, but they can't create, if they've all just been pulled from different open audition and come together to create the same dynamic as what this team, you've got to dance for years together.
Right.
We really do.
What happens with Candy Apples when they cast their dance troupe for the week, and it doesn't come out how it's supposed to. But, and they go against Abby, against these girls who have been dancing together since
It honestly just depends on the dancers. Because even the video I sent you guys of those boys are from four different studios across America, and they just dance beautifully together.
Yeah.
So it honestly just depends on the people that you put together.
And how good of a dancer you are to be that flexible and change into a new environment and situation.
Yeah.
I
guess we shall see. You guys stick around with us. Go ahead.
The best part I'm looking forward.
What?
Hello? Bitch slap.
I missed that. My DVR cut it off.
Oh, wait.
You actually see it, guys?
Oh, yeah, the Kelly slap
in the face,
Abby.
And you see
it's
the hand.
Next week.
Oh, it makes contact. We cannot wait for this.
We finally see this cat fight that we have been talking about for weeks.
And I'm going to be at a Dance Moms competition in Youngstown, Ohio on February 16th and 17th. So I'll be hosting while they're there filming.
Well, maybe we'll see you on the episode of Dance Moms.
Yeah, you guys might see me soon.
Yeah.
Although he was on one was it last season?
Yeah, two of them. I was judged two of the competitions.
Season. He was one of those judges that was like, and so you never know what they're saying. I feel like they're just saying A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K.
To be totally honest, the producers and stuff, the people with the cameras that come over, they're like, all right, we're going to sit here and film you guys for like 2 minutes. We're going to give you some reactions and you're going to blah, blah, blah. And they kind of.
Well, some of those judges butch it up because they look like.
And then some of it is real footage, but most of it, they're like, all right, just to make sure that we have enough
filler.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come and film you.
The B-roll.
Yeah.
So before we get out of here, Francisco, tell us where we can find you.
Well, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Francisco Thurston, and on Twitter at TheFrancisco.
And
Stephanie. And guys, you can find me at Host McGrath on Twitter, and you can find me on my website, Stephanie McGrath, that's MCGRATH.com.
And, of course, you can find me on all social media platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Lounging with Tony. That's LOUNGIN with Tony. So make sure you like us, follow us, add us, talk to us. We'll reply. We'll talk to you. And we will see you next week for another Dance Moms Reclap right here on AfterBuzz TV. Take care, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily...
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.